This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 19, The Fate of Mr. Jack Sparrow.
"You'll trample on that bark till it won't be fitten fur to fling away, let alone make hoss collars out of," said Uncle Remus, as the little boy came running into his cabin out of the rain. All over the floor long strips of wahoo bark were spread, and these the old man was weaving into horse collars.
"I'll sit down, Uncle Remus," said the little boy.
"Well, then, you better, honey," responded the old man. "'Cause I despises fur to have my wahoo trampled on. If 'twas shucks now, it might be different, but I'm a-gettin' too old fur to be projectin' longer shuck collars."
For a few minutes the old man went on with his work, but with a solemn air altogether unusual. Once or twice he sighed deeply, and the sighs ended in a prolonged groan that seemed to the little boy to be the result of the most unspeakable mental agony. He knew by experience that he had done something which failed to meet the approval of Uncle Remus, and he tried to remember what it was, so as to frame an excuse, but his memory failed him. He could think of nothing he had done calculated to stir Uncle Remus's grief. He was not exactly seized with remorse, but he was very uneasy. Presently Uncle Remus looked at him in a sad and hopeless way and asked,
"What dat long rigmarole you been telling Miss Sally about your little brer this morning?"
"Which, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy, blushing guiltily.
"Dat jes' what I'se askin' of you now. I hear Miss Sally say she's gonna stripe his jacket, and then I knowed you been telling on him."
"Well, Uncle Remus, he was pulling up your onions, and then he went and flung a rock at me," said the child plaintively.
"Let me tell you this," said the old man, laying down the section of horse collar he had been plaiting, and looking hard at the little boy. "Let me tell you this, that there ain't no way for to make tattlers and tailbearers turn out good. No, they ain't. I've been mixing up with folks now, going on 80 year, and I ain't seen no tattler come to no good end. That I ain't. And if old man Methusalem was living clean 12 yet, he'd up and tell you the same. Show as you were sitting there. You remember what come of the bird what went a tattling round about Brer Rabbit?"
The little boy didn't remember, but he was very anxious to know, and he also wanted to know what kind of a bird it was that so disgraced itself.
"It was one of these yere uppity little Jack Sparrows, I expect," said the old man. "They was allus botherin' along other people's business, and it keeps at it down to this day, peckin' yere, peckin' dar, scratchin' out yonder. One day, after he'd been fooled by old Brer Tarrypin, Brer Rabbit was sitting down in the woods studying how he was going to get even. He feel mighty lonesome, and he feel mighty bad, Brer Rabbit did. 'Tain't put down in the tale, but I expect he cussed and rared round considerable. Leastways, he was sitting out there by himself, and there he sot and study. And study, till by and by he jump out and holler out, 'Well, doggone my cats, if I can't gallop round old Brer Fox, and I'm going to do it. I'll show Miss Meadows and the gals that I'm a boss of Brer Fox,' says he." Jack Sparrow up in the tree, he hear Brer Rabbit, he did, and he sing out, "I'm going to tell Brer Fox, I'm going to tell Brer Fox. Chick-a-bitty wind a blowin' acorns fallin', I'm going to tell Brer Fox."
Uncle Remus accompanied the speech of the bird with a peculiar whistling sound in his throat That was a marvelous imitation of a sparrow's chirp. And the little boy clapped his hands with delight and insisted on a repetition.
This kind of terrified Br'er Rabbit, and he scarcely knew what he gwine do. But by and by he studied to himself that the man would see Br'er Fox first was bound to have the intern, and then he'd go hopping off towards home. He didn't get fur when who should he meet but Br'er Fox? And then Br'er Rabbit, he opened up. "What this twixt you and me, Br'er Fox?" said Br'er Rabbit, says he. "I hear tell you going to send me to destruction and nab my family and destroy my shanty," says he. Then Br'er Fox, he get mighty mad. "Who been telling you all this?" says he. Br'er Rabbit make like he didn't want to tell, but Br'er Fox, he insist and insist, till at last Br'er Rabbit, he up and tell Br'er Fox that he hear Jack Sparrow say all this. "Toss," said Br'er Rabbit, says he, "when Br'er Jack Sparrow tell me that I flew up, I did, and I use some language what I'm mighty glad there want no ladies round no wise, so they could hear me go on," says he. Br'er Fox, he sort of gap, he did, and say he spec he'd better be sauntering on. But bless your soul, honey, Br'er Fox ain't sauntered fur, for Jack Sparrow flipped down on a persimmon bush by the side of the road and holler out, "Br'er Fox! Oh, Br'er Fox! Br'er Fox!" Br'er Fox, he just sort of canter along, he did, and make like he don't hear him. Then Jack Sparrow up and sing out again, "Br'er Fox! Oh, Br'er Fox! Hold on, Br'er Fox! I got some news for you. Wait, Br'er Fox, it'll astonish you." Br'er Fox, he make like he don't see Jack Sparrow, and neither do he hear him. But by and by he lay down by the road and sort of stretch himself like he fixin' for the nap. The tap on Jack Sparrow, he flew long and kept on callin' Br'er Fox. But Br'er Fox, he ain't saying nothing. Then little Jack Sparrow, he hopped down on the ground and fluttered around amongst the trash. This sort of distract Br'er Fox's attention and look at the tattlin' bird. And the bird, he keep on calling, "I got something for to tell you, Br'er Fox." "Get on my tail, little Jack Sparrow," said Br'er Fox, says he, "'cause I'm deaf in one ear, and I can't hear out of the other. Get on my tail," says he. Then the little bird, he up and hop on Br'er Fox's tail. "Get on my back, little Jack Sparrow, 'cause I'm deaf in one ear, and I can't hear out of the udder." Then the little bird hop on his back. "Hop on my head, little Jack Sparrow, 'cause I'm deaf in both ears." And hop up the little bird. "Hop on my tooth, little Jack Sparrow, 'cause I'm deaf in one ear and I can't hear out of the udder." The tattling little bird, he hop on Br'er Fox's tooth. And then, here Uncle Remus paused, opened wide his mouth and closed it again in a way that told the whole story. "Did the fox eat the bird all up?" asked the little boy. "Jedge Bar come along next day," replied Uncle Remus, "and he find some fetters, and from that word went round that old man Squinch Owl and Koch Nutter, what's his name?" End of chapter.